The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Yeah, we're back today, the 27th of October. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta, let's plug in things in.
All right.
Come on, give me a break.
You're zipping around the corner, kind of like, hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Anyway, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. I still remember it after 5 days. And Alex is here. Good morning,
Good
Alex.
Morning. What's going on, guys? Welcome back.
Oh,
hey.
Thank you. I got to turn down my... you're doing fine.
Yeah.
I've got to turn down my headphones here. Who was...
It's all good.
Somebody messed with it, huh?
Oh, somebody...
Well, that's why we have controls.
Yep, that's it. National Day today.
We have a couple. We have a National American Beer Day.
National Beer Day.
American Beer Day.
So there goes Tecate. There goes...
Coors and Bud Light.
Well, Coors, Bud Light. Not Bud Light.
Budweiser. Budweiser is American, Coors. Even though it's a German name.
Coors Rodeo Beer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's also Navy Day.
Oh, United States Navy Day?
It is.
It's not their birthday, though, is it?
No, that was last week,
I think. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's U.S. Navy Day. Anchors away, my boy.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, the Marine Corps ball, since we've mentioned it, Navy, and we're a department of the Navy, of course, men's department, the Marine Corps ball sold out, so we opened up two more tables. They sold out, so we've opened up three more tables. And some of those are sold. So if you want to come to the Marine Corps Ball, go to Eventbrite, Reading, Marine Corps Ball. I think we just opened up a couple more tables, but that's it. We are at 400. We can't take more than 400 as it is now.
350, I thought was tops.
Yeah, well, now it's
wow.
The dancing will be in the aisles of where all the events happen.
Mm.
And, you know, we march in the cake and all that. If there is going to, you know, I don't even know if people... Do people dance there?
Well,
at the ball?
On a Monday night.
We have.
Yeah, but it's a Monday. You always do it on a, it's not like a Saturday night. You do it on Monday.
Yeah, but the next day is a holiday.
Well, I'm just thinking that a lot of people.
I've got nobody scheduled for that day.
Depends on how much American beer you drink.
Good tie-in, Alex.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we were gone last week, of course, as people know. Thanks a lot, Blake. Fisher.
Yeah, Blake Fisher. Yay, applause.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to know, up and coming when you think of, a certain time. You know, people that when we started, we had different people that we knew that were radio personalities in our town. And, you know, they've retired. They moved on. So it's nice to have Blake, who's like right in the middle, young and just with it and involved with so many, you know, Viva Downtown, and, he's in the middle of it, so it's great. Such a talent, and thank you for doing that. Meanwhile, you know that, you know, we danced with the stars. I think we talked about it Monday morning. We did that on, we didn't do the group dance, but we were there for a dress rehearsal on Friday. This is last week. And then on Saturday night, we got a great honor. Where they were the first ever, did like a king and queen. It was fun to be crowned and be acknowledged. So thank you very much. It was really big honor.
Did we bring the crowns home?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I thought they may want them for next year.
I don't know. I don't think that they had real jewels in them, Carl. Anyway, a much needed time away. We were here on Monday. We haven't gone in 3 years. I was looking at the old pictures, but there's a favorite place that we like to go to that kind of, we took the dog, we took Buford, and we
White
were
Rock.
Able to, our favorite beach, Pelican Beach, and we've been going there for, I don't know, 17 years off and on, but that's when you think of where can we really go get away? So really, we kind of got away, but the phone kept ringing about the Marine Corps ball and different things and schedules and so on and so forth.
And
so
work and everything else. So those things happen. And so it wasn't until Friday when we were coming back that everything was settled. And it was like, okay.
Yeah.
So and, another walk on the beach.
Big traffic. Hey.
There wasn't big traffic.
There was traffic on 5. Remember the big, yeah.
There was a car fire, in, Oregon, right around Medford, that had, on the other side of the freeway, thank goodness, that had traffic backed up. Gosh, it must have been for 5 miles, six mm-hmm. miles, mm-hmm. maybe longer than that. So, but not on our side. So we did all slow down because everybody looky-loos at the fire.
So many events going on, and a new rodeo queen on the 18th always was crowned. I'm looking forward to interviewing her on one of my future shows and one of our morning shows here from the Kinney family.
That's what's up, yeah.
Very, very excited about that. Hey, by the way, let's go to the weather, 49 degrees.
Yeah, thank you.
Today's going to be around 68. It feels beautiful outside, though. Overnight lows of 50. Clear skies after, you know, kind of a rainy weekend. 78 on Tuesday. With overnight lows of 53, and then we get to, like, look at these temperatures, folks. You know, just when we take the weekend and think we're going to put away our tea, 81 on Wednesday, Thursday 77, and Friday 79. Saturday calls for 77, and Sunday was 79. So we still got those warm,
beautiful days.
So on Halloween, when you go out, you know, but today we could have gusts up to 22 miles per hour. Just kind of let you know that is the weather forecast. And it's always brought to you by our forecast. Every time we do read the weather, it is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business. The Kitty family running, beginning Shasta Gas Propane into three generations, 365-3793, where they always give senior and veteran discounts.
Okay. So, we were gone with all the signature healthcare and the mental health facility was coming in. And I don't know all the facts. I know what Kevin Cry said. I know what I read in the Record Searchlight. So I'm going to have to go further with this because I am. And we'll get Kimberly Johnson and on, so she can tell on her side of the story, of course. But also, from what I understand, and people are out there listening, is that Signature Healthcare was going to be the applicant for this $150 million. They were putting up $50 million on their own, and it would be matched by $150 million in state behavioral health continuum infrastructure program funds for the $200 million. He said the guy there, Eeks, I'm saying it's a guy. It's because I can just see the last name. We are fully responsible for the application, and the financial responsibility comes behind it. And they said that they have said the contracts that Signature Healthcare has with other counties are fee-for-service agreements. In other words, if Shasta County refers a patient under the contract, you pay for the services per day that we provide for the patient. That's the only financial burden with the county. So that tells me is that Signature, and I could be wrong, I'll ask Randall Hempling too, because I saw a photo of him being there to speak about it, and other people. So we only pay for the ones we put to be seen by Signature Health. Now, from what I understand, Kevin Christ said is that they're going to be bringing people in from 13 other counties here to be seen at Signature Healthcare and at this site, at this mental health facility. But I'm not sure. Is this inpatient mental health facility? Do they come down? Are they brought down here to be seen? Are all these things? And how true is that? Now, Health and Human Services Director Coleman came out against it. Christy Coleman came out against it from Health and Human Services. So you've got the Health and Human Services Director saying this is not a good idea. This is not just something that Kevin Cry pulled out of his ear.
Well, there is.
And at the same time, you've got a lot of other people who say, hey, we've been working on this thing for a long time. And we did not see, this opposition. Anyway, this letter has to go out Tuesday. Either for or against it. Well, three members of the board of supervisors. And let me guess. You can guess which three. Voted against it, and they want to send a letter of opposition to it. So, and that would be Kevin Cry, Chris Kellstrom, and Corky Harmon, Alan Long, and Matt Plummer voted, to send a letter of approval. So, there's going to be a letter of opposition going out now. So,
meanwhile,
we're going to find out more. Plus, we need to take a break because we have.
Yes.
Brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance.
Right, our
community
calendar.
Yes. We'll be right back.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I
need to lie. Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Yes, and good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Thank you so much to our wonderful producer, Alex. You are definitely on your game. Your talk radio here on and streaming at 1460.com. We love when we have our community calendar on, and right now we are so excited to bring you
Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie.
Brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance
Thank
Services.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I was just trying to figure out, like, all of the stuff, the titles that you have, Anne-Marie. Good morning.
Well, good Monday morning, everyone, and thank you for the awesome introduction. Hello, everyone.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love you, too. What's happening?
Well, today, as mentioned earlier, it is Navy Day, honoring all that have served past and present, but not to be confused with the Navy's birthday, which was October 13th, and it was their 250th celebration. Tuesday, October 28th, is National First Responders Day. Wednesday is National Tax Day. Thursday is
National...
Wait a minute.
National Tax Day.
Cat, like meow.
Oh, Cat Day. Okay.
Cat.
Cat.
Yes.
Oh, like meow.
It's
okay.
A little bird type.
Got it.
Thursday is National Speak Up for Service Day and National Candy Corn Day. And this Friday is Halloween.
Well, as we begin,
I would like to give a shout out to all of our volunteers that help staff the Red Kettlebells through the Salvation Army. During the holiday season, I have a friend that does this every year, and it's such a joy to see them out at the stores during the holidays. Right now, the Salvation Army is looking for volunteers to ring the red kettle bells. If you are interested or for more information, give them a call, 530-222-2207. Vitalant is looking for blood donations this month. During the month of October, if you donate, you have a chance to win $10,000. Check out their website for more details at vitalin.org. You can also find a location near you, learn more about donating blood, hosting a blood drive, volunteering, or joining the team. Again, more information can be found at vitalin.org. During the month of October, you can purchase a pink patch for $10 each or $50 for a set of 8 patches, highlighting the Anderson Police Department, Reading Police Department, Shasta County District Attorney's Office, Shasta County Marshal's Office, Shasta County Sheriff, Shasta County Probation, ShastaCom 911, and Reading Fire Department. All proceeds will go to North House Think Pink. Patches donated by Signorama Reading. More details can be found on the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. The Anderson Police Department is hiring. They have multiple positions available, including police officer and police sergeant. More information can be found on the City of Anderson's website or the Anderson Police Department's Facebook page. Are you looking for some pumpkins this fall? Check out Nash Ranch Pumpkin Patch, located at 10925 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. The Pumpkin Patch is open for the season, and it will run till November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the weekends, and 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekdays. More information can be found at nashranch.com, and learn more about their corn maze and haunted house as well. Well, tonight, October 27th, look for the Jones Valley Volunteer Fire Department Spaghetti Dinner from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Volunteer Fire Company. Dinner is $10 for adults, $7 for kids under the age of 12. Jones Valley Volunteer Fire Company is located at 14680 Ravine Road. On Wednesday night, head out to Mount Shasta Mall in Reading for their Raising Shasta Trunk or Treat event from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located at 900 Dana Drive. Kids are encouraged to come in costumes for an evening of trick-or-treating, games, and more. That's Wednesday night, October 29th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at Mount Shasta Mall in Reading. On Thursday, October 30th, look for the 7th annual Cars and Pizza Trunk or Treat to take place at Shasta Pizza Company, located at 1713 Bruce Street in Anderson. The event is scheduled to run 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. This family-friendly event is open to the public and geared towards the local community. Foothill FFA Boosters are hosting a haunted house on Halloween that will run 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Old Palisadro Feed location. That's the corner of Deschutes and Old 44 in Palisadro. This haunted house will run for one night only and will be run by Foothill FFA students. Donations collected from this event will go to support FFA activities, functions, scholarships, and more. That's the Foothill FFA Boosters Haunted House this Friday, Halloween night, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the corner of Deschutes and Old 44. There will be a Shasta Lake Trunk or Treat on Halloween night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Shasta Lake City Hall parking lot. Bring the kiddos and a bag to hold those treats. More information can be found on the Shasta Danbury INC Facebook page. Look for the annual Tip a Cop event this Saturday, November 1st. From 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Red Robin, located at 1035 Dana Drive in Reading. Now, this is a fundraising event for Shasta County Special Olympics. Enjoy a great meal and help support a great cause. There will be law enforcement officers from multiple agencies there during the event. For more information, visit Special Olympics Shasta County on Facebook. And finally, don't hate the messenger here, folks, but get ready to change those clocks back this weekend as daylight saving time ends on Sunday, November 2nd at 2 a.m. Clocks will be set back 1 hour. In the fall, we fall back 1 hour. And that is just a quick sample of events happening this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Wow. Till next time, everyone.
Oh, thank you so much,
hey,
Anne Marie.
Wow, Anne Marie. Hey, when you were a kid and you trick or treated, I know that was just like 5 years ago. But when you were trick or treating, what did you carry to put the goodies in?
Well, we would do anything from like a sack to something like a pillowcase.
A pillowcase.
That's what I used. I used a pillowcase. You know, you could come home and you know, you would get things.
Score.
You didn't have to worry about people doing strange things to your candy
apples.
Yeah.
Totally. And you could go trick or treating by yourself.
Yeah. Now I don't. I go out with one of those Trader Joe bags. And when I go from house to house, or a shot glass, and I just go trick or treat, and they give me a shot, and I move on to
and
the
next
one.
And what's your costume?
Oh, my costume.
You don't even want to know.
You don't want to know. It has something to do with sheets and all that kind of thing. Anyway.
Oh, boy. Toga.
Okay, Anne-Marie, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Just always a great personality, great read.
Yep. Okay,
all
thank
right.
you. Hey, our community calendar is always brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading, for all your auto, homeowners, life, and other insurance quotes, and can answer insurance questions. Give them a call at 530-224-2345, and we will be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Good morning and welcome back. Good with that. Your timing was impeccable there, really. Alex.
Oh, we come back and we have all this stuff lined up.
We were in here headbutting each other. Good morning. Welcome back to Rewire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. On the line is Richard. Okay, Richard, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, everybody. I think I sent you the Shasta County elections announcement.
I saw that.
Our petition for charter amendment for election reform has passed. Some kind of a weird sampling method. I'm trying to get a hold of that formula, but we have 127% validation, which is kind of weird. But nonetheless, it's passed, and we're hoping to get on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors agenda for... They do not have a meeting Tuesday, November 4th, because it's election day, but they have it that week, Thursday, the 6th. So we're hoping to get on the agenda for November 6th in order for them to accept that certificate and call for an election.
They're not for this because they're saying it goes against the Constitution of California and federal and state laws.
Yeah. Well, actually,
if that's the case, even if people vote for it, will it ever happen?
Well, the first part of your statement is incorrect.
Okay.
It is specifically allowed by the state constitution for a citizen initiative to amend a county charter. That is specifically allowed in the. Now, there are over 20 separate point in our initiative for election reform. Probably a third to half of them are not contradictory at all with state law. So those should pass immediately and go into the charter. The other approximately half of those are somewhat contradictory to state law. But the rub here, Carl, is our current charter is already in contradiction to state law relating to appointing a supervisor vacancy. So a charter amendment, a county charter, can be contradictory to state law because we're already doing it. So you have to understand that these talking points that are going out, that it's illegal, you can't do it, you're not supposed to. No, absolutely gaslighting, incorrect. And if the state sues us, and I believe the voters will pass this overwhelmingly, if the state sues us, there's already state case precedent called severability, where anything that may be contradictory in state law will then be argued in a court of law. So this is all, anything you're hearing otherwise is false.
So what Kevin Cry was saying is false.
Correct. Everything I just told you was absolute truth. And matter of fact, this evening I will send you the two state case court precedents. I will send those to you, Carl, tonight when I get home, because I got to pay my taxes today, and you can read them for yourself. That the severability process for an initiative that possibly contradicts state law, that's already in place.
Okay.
All right, but thank you, and I appreciate all the voters that signed it, over 10,100. It's a great thing, and we're looking forward to next year and getting it on.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to find out, you know, if you know parts of it, like you vote on election day, which I don't have a problem with, and you modify the people who can vote by absentee. You know, we've had absentee voters for a long time here. Shasta County. But for, I think most of the nation agrees is that, showing ID, there's nothing wrong with that. If it goes against the California laws, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Because California, because every time we do something, California passes a new law to make sure we can't do it.
Yes, sir. I have that list. That list. I was the one that created that list. And yeah. California does not want us to have local sovereignty or control. It's horrible. You know, we are a legal subdivision of the state of California. We are not a political subdivision. Those are two different things. Well, and because we're a legal subdivision, that's what allows us to become a charter, and that's what's called home rule, and that's what allows us to start grabbing some local control of some issues, and that's exactly what this petition is about.
Okay.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Bye. The, while we were gone, it just seems like a lot of stuff happened.
27 days of the government being shut down. 27 days.
So if you are a military retiree or Social Security, your benefits will still be paid. And there's certain things that are going on. Now, slowdowns in flights seems like it started already, in some areas. I don't think TSA is being paid. I think the air controllers are being paid. I hope they're being paid. Let me see who else. ICE agents and all that are not being paid. And when you get down to it, that who's going to break first, Democrats or Republicans? Yet, you go back years when Republicans would shut down the government, and all these Democrats that are saying, "Oh, that's wrong. You should never do that," and go on. They go on and pontificate for a long time about why it's wrong, are now the ones that are shutting it down.
Well, the thing that concerns me the most is for those people who really need assistance,
SNAP
with
and all
food.
That.
Yes, SNAP. Yep. And they say as of November 1st, 42 million Americans who rely on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, that's what SNAP is, will go, just so you know what SNAP is, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. will go without their benefits come November because of the ongoing government shutdown. So I think that is, you know, a lot of people can be furloughed, et cetera, but when you start, you know, your country and your people in your country should not go hungry.
No. We're, you know, the other thing, too, is there's various things that are happening. Trump's talking about bringing in Argentinian beef into the United States, which, I mean, it's already coming in, but he's talking about coming in large amounts. And, you know, that does not help our ranchers and farmers.
No. Like I was thinking about,
you know, to bring down the cost of beef.
We talk about what we're trying to do right here in the United States is be able to use our resources. So why would you outsource when we have it right here?
That's my question. And they say, well, the price of beef is so high. But if you compare beef to other things, your cups of coffee, you know, your cup of coffee.
Don't even get me involved.
One cup of coffee is equal to what you pay for a pound of beef, you know, if you're buying a hamburger. So when you look at that, and you look at, you know, the cost of what people are paying for things that they should be buying lots of, especially when you get around the candy and the cost that is per pound. However, they've been shipping in other countries' beef, and then they kill the beef, split it in half. You know, it's frozen. So you've got two halves. And they ship it in here to one of the large three or four of these production plants that are owned. Three of them, I think, are owned by outside entities. They come in, and then they do the butchering right there. And then on it, they say product of America because it's it was cut and butchered and processed in America. So they say product of America. Well, it's not. It's a product from another country. At least in cars, you'll see in cars assembled in the United States. So, well, where do the parts come from? Well, the parts come from all over, but they're assembled here. It's like Harley Davidson. Be surprised how many parts, you know, Harley Davidson American. Well, it is. It's an American brand. However, they bring a lot of parts in from other countries, but it's assembled here in the plants in Milwaukee. There's a number of things that you see happening now.
Well, according to this article, 700,000 federal workers have been furloughed, while nearly as many are working without pay. Employees deemed essential to public safety, including military personnel, law enforcement officers, border patrol, and air traffic controllers, are required to work regardless.
Well, there was this billionaire that put up 130 million dollars to pay the military?
Mm-hmm.
Did I read that?
Yes.
I mean, is that all, $130 million for one payday? I thought it would be more than that, but he put out $130 million.
Well, there's 13,000 air traffic controllers and about 50,000 Transportation Security Administration officers that are required to show up for work during the shutdown, and neither group is expected to be paid until Congress approves a budget deal.
Yeah, good job, Congress. Hey, you know, here's the thing is, on the 1st, which is quickly approaching us, in fact, it'll be Friday, because the 1st is Saturday, what happens when those paychecks don't roll in again? Because that's when, you know, a lot of times people pay on the 1st, and,
right,
you know, things like mortgages, things like food, car payments, credit card payments, things for the kids, all these kind of stuff. What happens when that doesn't roll in? Say you are a mortgage company. Do you have something in there that says, okay, I understand. You know, you're going to charge late fees. You know, I mean, they're not going to throw somebody out of their house. Now, the people on furlough are going to get they're going to get all this money back. And then, you know, if you're furloughed and they don't lay you off, and you've been furloughed for what? How many days now? 20 days? 21 days? You said earlier. 27 days. Okay, so you've had like a month off. And then, because you're furloughed. And then on the 28th day or the 30th day, they sign the bill, they bring the people back. So you get 27 days of pay that you hadn't gotten before. Now, Does that mean an interest? It's all one lump sum. So they give it back to you. So you've had 27 days off, and then you get paid. It's like a 27-day paid vacation if it ended tomorrow. If you're furloughed. Now, mm-hmm. If you're laid off, that's different. And I don't know how many people they laid off. But still, I would feel better if my air traffic controllers were getting paid. I'm sorry. I just would. I'm not, TSA, you'll get paid. But I would think that they would be determined essential enough that they are paid. So, Alex, let's check that out. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, it's right on
Hilltop Drive.
2225 Hilltop Drive, right. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Watch repairmen, stonecutters, jewelry designers, all in that one spot. Been there for over 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated. Voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. And they're up for it again. That's Four Winds Jewelry, Linda's jewelry store of choice. Would you say?
Yes, I would.
Would you go to other jewelry stores?
Yeah, of course I would, because I try to support the local community. But, I mean, I go to Four Winds Jewelry, of course. It's where I go for all my jewelry needs.
There you go. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Orman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. He's been repairing windshields for about 30 years and is the man that knows how to do it.
Well, let me just say something about that. Like right now we're going between hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold. And I say this every time we talk about that, but if you've ever had a chip or a crack and you're going from, you know, air conditioning to heat, especially when it gets super cold outside and you come in and you put your heat on, same thing happens with air conditioning as your windshield expands and that crack appears. Now, you know, as we start thinking about the winter weather coming and all the things that we have to do, the last thing you want to do is to be on the road with your family, and we've got so much going on. It just feels like the year has just sped by, and now we're getting ready for, I mean, Christmas stuff is already in the store. I can't even believe it's not even Halloween, but Christmas stuff is in the store.
Somebody put their lights out on our street. Did you see that? They put their lights up already.
We're going back to crack.
I'm going to run down there and cut the wires.
Okay. They're getting in the spirit. So.
Well, we've got people got stuff up like a flying witch for Halloween. That's great, but they've got their Christmas lights up.
Because they can. So, anyway, just saying.
There's something wrong with that.
Get your list out and think about, like, if you got a chip or a crack, go to Jeff, a Crackmaster. Because he's right there on 273 and
he's going. He's at 3208 South Market Street. Come in for a free inspection or analysis. This guy brings it into a climate controlled area. He fixes your windshield. Trust me. He is the best around. In the North State, that's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. Phone number is 530-241-8373. Linda gets carried away sometimes. He is.
Always.
It's a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. Okay. Alex, I gave you a mission.
Yes. Okay. So here we go. At least 4,200 federal and government employees have been laid off in the past 27 days.
Okay. 4,200.
Yeah.
Okay, 42.
Laid off.
That means pick up your stuff and leave.
Okay.
All right. Now, but you've got, what, 700,000 are?
Furloughed.
Now, furloughed means they keep getting paid. Laid off, you know. And so it wasn't the hundreds of thousands that you were hearing that was going to happen.
This go around, yeah.
This go around.
You finish your thought. Let me go.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I forgot now. No, this is going on a long time. And you would think that all those great big brains that are back in Washington, D.C. would have been able to figure this out. And here's the it comes down to this. Democrats refused to vote on a continuing resolution that was passed by the House bipartisanly. Passed by the House. Nothing's changed. They refused to sign it.
Do you want to know the departments that were affected?
Yes,
oh, sure.
Please.
Okay, there's seven of them. Treasury, Health and Human Services, Commerce, Education, Homeland Security.
Were the ones that had the layoffs?
That's the, yes, those are the layoffs in the past 27 days.
Okay. Now, I looked up because I got something from the VA. And it said their phone lines are going to be down. Not the suicide, thank God. No, but a lot of their outreach, statements they're putting out, like emails and all that kind of stuff, is going to not happen. But all the, the VA clinics would be open and running, you know, everything in the VA clinic is open and running. The payments for, you know, veterans retirement, their retirement, any of the payment that goes out for housing, school, all that will go out to the veterans. Nothing is really being touched by the veterans, you know, when it comes to the money side. It's just all of the ancillary things that are not going to happen.
You might be glad to know that the CDC is being drained right now, and so is the Department of Education.
Well, Department of Education was on its way out, the way I understood it, anyway.
Amen.
So, and you know what? Here's something that was started by, I believe, President Carter, and it was he gave it because of the teachers' unions. He's going to start a Department of Education, and it's been a slow slide ever since.
It's actually named the Lyndon B. Johnson Department of Education.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Did he start it,
Johnson? I don't know, but the building's named after him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, but I thought it came under Carter. All right. It was so long ago. All right. Hey, I want you to know that Governor Newsom signed 3 gun bills last week, or a week before last, when we were gone last week. One of the new laws, AB 1127, will ban future commercial sales of Glocks and Glock-style pistols starting January 1st. Now, I've been told that that's really July 1st. It says here that it says starting January 1st. Now, why is that? Because there is a selector mode that you can buy online or make it out of, you know, 3D printing that turns a Glock into a machine gun. In other words, a Glock is a semi-automatic pistol. Semi-automatic means you pull the trigger, it fires once. You then have to let it resets, and you pull the trigger again, and you shoot it again. I mean, every time you pull the trigger, it fires. As opposed to an automatic weapon, which means you pull the trigger back once, and it continues to fire until you release the trigger. Well, somebody found a way to alter a Glock firing mechanism so that it would fire automatically. So it's against the law, by the way, to do that. It's against the law to convert any type of firearm into a machine gun, any semi-automatic firearm into a machine gun, an automatic weapon. That law is already out there. But to make sure that criminals do not do this, let's pass a law and just not sell any more Glocks in the United States, in California. Okay. Now, that's already being challenged in court. And what Glock said is fine. We just won't sell any more pistols in California. It's not really going to hurt us. Now, the other stuff is purchasing a barrel will require shipment. You know, like if you want to buy a new barrel for your shotgun or anything, you have to require shipment to an FFL, a gun store here, and a background check along with associated fees. And AB 1078 introduces new sensitive places with public transit restrictions and establishes an out-of-state carry permit path effective January 1st. 2026, and also imposes a 3 guns per month purchase limit effective July 1st, 2027. Again, how many guns can you purchase in a month? Well, they're saying 3. They were making it 1, and that got beat. So now they're changing it to 3. And I think it should be you can buy 3 a day if you want. If you go through the background check, you're law-abiding. Okay, and then establishes an out-of-state carry permit path. That's really interesting. I'm going to talk to we'll get Ted on. I think he's around town now, and we'll talk about these. And what's that mean? Does that mean if you're from out of state, you can get a permit?
I don't know. You know who would?
I don't know.
Definitely find that out through Northern California Firearms.
That's it. Northern Firearms
Instruction. On top of it every day.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Jamaica is bracing for a most unwanted visitor, perhaps the most powerful hurricane the island has ever seen.
In the hours before Hurricane Melissa makes landfall in Jamaica, the authorities have issued evacuation orders for several areas, including the coastal town of Port Royal, and warned people to seek immediate shelter. The storm is expected to be one of the strongest to hit the island on record, with meteorologists warning of 225-kilometre-an-hour winds and up to a metre of rain being dumped on Jamaica in the coming days. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has said the storm could bring catastrophic flooding to some parts of the island.
The BBC's Will Grant says Melissa is a Category 5 hurricane, landfall expected tomorrow on Jamaica. No reports of injuries, but there is damage to homes and businesses. The wake of tornadoes raked parts of southern Mississippi over the weekend. Now in Japan, President Trump says he is looking forward to his meeting later today with the country's new prime minister.
I hear phenomenal things. She was a great ally and friend of Shinzo Abe, who was my friend, former prime minister. And he was great. He was one of my best. He was one of the best. And the group, he was one of the best, really best. And I know they were very close.
After Japan, it's on to South Korea and the expected meeting with Chinese President Xi amid reports of progress on a U.S.-China trade agreement. The Russian saber rattling is growing louder. The Kremlin reports testing a new nuclear-capable cruise missile that it claims flew more than 8,000 miles. President Trump reminds the Russians that, in the president's words, we have a nuclear submarine, the greatest in the world, right off their shores. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 239 points, the Nasdaq ahead 358 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit info kit. 800-762-6565. That's 800-762-6565.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. Later, my dad passed away at the age of 63, out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
No lack of controversy as India's Electoral Commission gets ready to clean up voter rolls in 10 of the nation's states.
India's top polling body argues that this special revision is needed to avoid duplication and to delete the names of the dead. The main opposition Congress party described a recent verification exercise in Bihar state as vote theft after millions of valid names were left off the list. It accused the Election Commission of colluding with the governing Hindu nationalist BJP to help it win the elections in Bihar. The electoral authorities and the BJP have dismissed the allegations as baseless.
The BBC's Embarrassing Eddie Rajan. Authorities have arrested two suspects in connection with the theft of crown jewels from Paris's Louvre Museum. The arrest announced yesterday, 1 week after that daring daytime heist. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Department of Justice announced that it will monitor polling sites in six jurisdictions ahead of the upcoming November 4th, 2025 general election. to ensure transparency, ballot security, and compliance with federal law.
Through the Civil Rights Division, the Justice Department enforces federal voting rights laws that protect the rights of all eligible citizens to access the ballot. The department regularly deploys its staff to monitor for compliance with federal civil rights laws in elections in communities across the country. Attorney General Pam Bondi says, quote, "We will commit the resources necessary to ensure the American people get the fair, free, and transparent elections they deserve." The division will deploy civil rights personnel who will coordinate with U.S. attorneys' offices. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A 24-year-old Honduran man struck and killed by a vehicle on a Virginia highway. It happened while he was fleeing federal immigration agents. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Somebody sent something to me, said, you should say you're the voice of the people. And I went, well, there were some people out there that think, don't think I'm their voice, but we are your talk radio station. And good morning. Today, the 27th of October, we have just raced through October.
I know.
And you had a great 4 days off last week. I mean, I worked. And
you did? You said you had a great...
You had 4 days off. Where was I for 4 days? Until Friday. Then Friday, everything came together, and we were on our way home. I'm on the phone. Marine Corps ball, my friends. But first, 8:05 in the morning, in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Alex is here, and it's National Navy Day.
And National American Beer Day.
And National American Beer Day. All right.
The voice for some of the people. How about that?
The voice for some of the people.
Most of the people.
Voice for most of the people. That's what we could put in our byline.
The voice for most of the people.
Thinking people or something like that. Intelligent people.
The voice of thinking people. Right. Oh. Then you get me into the Bill Maher side. honey, we had just beautiful weather last week on the coast.
Yeah, it was
exceptional.
It was, but when we talk about, you know, you just appreciate the weather, it doesn't always have to be sunny because, you know, the coast will come in and, you know, you're on the north coast, which I love because it can be loud and misty and just full of, like, you know, the tides were higher than usual. But then it was a beautiful October. I don't know how to explain it. You know, it was fun. We saw the seals and the birds and it was just nice to connect with nature. And I think for many people, like I will say personally speaking that for me, and this is going to lead into our next guest, being able to commune with animals and nature. And that is kind of what happens when I can calm my spirit. Definitely, most definitely. But first, let's talk about this beautiful weather ahead of us. It's currently 48 degrees. If you're just tuning in, good morning. It's going to be around 68 today. We do have a forecast with gusts of wind. Perhaps it can get up from 6 to 10 and maybe up to 22 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with overnight lows of 50. Tomorrow calls for sunny skies with around 78. Overnight lows of 53. Get this on Wednesday, 83, 81, sunny. Thursday 77 and Friday 79. So it's beautiful weather to go out and ride your horse, be with nature, commune, do a community, like they did with the World Series where they go in to pick up trash afterwards. I love that. We'll talk about that later. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Or think of senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793 in Anderson. Again, the Kinney family, three generations strong. Bringing you the best in services for Shasta at Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, Marine Corps ball, November 10th, the 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. We opened up this year 350 seats. It was sold out a month early. So we started adding tables, and we added two tables, which were a person called me and bought one table right then. You have to go through Eventbrite, Reading. We've opened up a couple more tables.
They may be sold out now.
They may be sold out too. If you want to join us for the 250th Marine Corps birthday, and it's, you know, the whole pageant is there, pipes and drums, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, the cake ceremony, the reading of General Lejeune's message, or POW MIA table, the whole thing, to be conducted at Wind River on November 10th. Now, you say that's a Monday. Well, 400 people have not, they don't mind because Tuesday's Veterans Day, so you can usually get that off. There may be a few tickets left. I don't know. If there are, just go to Eventbrite, hop onto those, and get the last tickets because there are no more. We cannot do more than 400. Do not call me at home. Do not send me text. Do not walk in and sit in front of me and say, you know, hey, usually I can buy those until today. No, they're gone. Go to Eventbrite. If there's any tickets left, please buy them. I've got to send in the dinner numbers tomorrow. So there you go. But thank you so much for our community and the support for this.
And Wind River.
And Wind River. My gosh, Wind River has been such a big help when we do our balls there. They have reserved that date for in perpetuity, I think. Okay. Now, our guest today is Ginger Salcedo.
Salido. Ginger Salido from Exodus Farm.
I just threw a C in there. For some reason.
Okay, you guys have been a farm. I love this. It says it. Good morning, Ginger.
Morning.
We have been a farm that saves things from wreckage, boards, signs, horses, people in the midst of the carnage and destruction. We ask what is still here from God's original beautiful design. And as we find a place, each treasure in its new spot, we say, yes, beauty is still here. Purpose is still here. And always love is still here.
Mm.
That's on your website.
Yeah, that's our theme this year for our North State Giving Tuesday fundraising campaign. It's the only campaign we do each year for our funds. And the reason we chose Still Here is having gone through this use permit process and getting to the point of being awarded our use permit with the conditions attached. We're now 3 years out from that, but several have said, I can't believe you're still here. I didn't think you could do it. And even hearing that from some of the officials that were involved, I didn't think you could do it. And so I told our team, we're still here. We're going to keep doing what we do. So that's where that came from. But we're honored to still be, we're serving kids going into our 23rd year of serving children here in our community. It's a wonderful thing to see your kids come back as adults and say, I finished high school, I finished college, I became a mom, I went into the military. All those things they come back and share with us as adults, which makes me feel old, but it's like having a whole new generation.
Absolutely. It's generational. So Ginger, for those people, I mean, for people, boots on the ground, they'll know Exodus Farms. They'll know Ginger. But let's talk about somebody just tuning in. They're taking their kids to school. They're on their way to work. You know, Exodus Farms, they may have seen it, you know, on a poster. But can you just share with our listeners what the mission, besides our Giving Tuesday, the mission statement, where is Exodus Farms? What is Exodus Farms? There. What is it and where is it?
Sure. So, easy. Exodus Farms is just south of the Reading Airport off of Dersh Road. What we are a mentoring program using horses for children that come out of pretty severe emotional trauma. So we serve kiddos that are in foster care, group home care, might have parents incarcerated, might have lost one or both parents, especially right now with the fentanyl overdose. We see this a lot with kids losing parents. They might be living with extended family, guardians, but that is the population that we serve. They're able to come into the program at 5 years of age. It's open-ended. As long as it meets a need in their life, they can ride with us till they're 18. It is, and one of the things most people don't know, 100% free of charge. We have never charged any of the kids to come there. We also are very, I hate the word proud, but we are proud of the fact that we have done it completely independent of any government funding. So we are completely funded by private donors. We don't take grants from city, state, or federal. Our kids are probably, you know, people always say, are these juveniles, are they at risk? No, our kids are victims. They're victims of really bad decisions that the adults in their lives have made. So I brought some of the stats from our county are unbelievable, and most people are very naive.
We can get to that after the break, but having been to Exodus Farms and been there while classes were going on, and I want to talk about that too after we come back, after we listen to some of the statistics that you're facing and the fact that when you don't take money from state, from the state or the feds or the county or whatever, all that money that is raised for Exodus Farms, it still does not prevent the county from coming in and imposing certain things that have that we need to talk about that's had an impact on Exodus Farms. But this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the only hospital in the North State providing the Watchman. What is that? It's a one-time minimally invasive heart procedure for people with atrial fibrillation who need an alternative to blood thinners. That's right. They put it into an artery, put it into your heart that pumps that where the blood starts to coagulate in there and pumps it out. It's made of, it's about the size of a quarter, and it's made from very light and compact materials. More than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with the Watchman, and they have done hundreds of those procedures over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Go to ShastaRegional.com for details, and we'll be right back with Exodus Farms.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk
Good
radio.
Good morning.
Or, what was it? What would we say? The station for...
For the intelligent, most intelligent people.
Most intelligent, something like that. No, your talk radio. 8:20 in the morning here, and it's 4... I had to look at it again. It says 45. Is that right? I tell you,
it's 48. 48 degrees out right
now. Yeah. Just a little
yeah.
warmer.
Oh,
than
yeah.
That.
You're right. It's not 45. It's 48.
You know, we get in, it's a little stuffy, and I put the air conditioning on, and it's going to be about 68 today. Well, we have Ginger here from Exodus Farms.
It was 68 in here for a little while. We had to heat up the place by turning on the air conditioner, bring it up to 73.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that works. But.
So coming back, we have Ginger Salido from Exodus Farms here, and at the last... segment we were talking about not only the mission of Exodus Farms, but how it started and what you guys do for the kids. And when we came back, we were going to go into statistics, and that you guys have been in a long, to get some approved permitting. And it's taken a long road, and they're saying you're still here. So you're still here is you're still here. Love that. Yeah. And the mission statement of what your farm does. And what I wanted to say to you at the break, is that I love the fact, someone like yourself, Ginger, that you have, been in the boots on the ground for so long, and that you love what you do. And it's sometimes, we all know that when you are in the hardest part is when you have a calling and you can't retire, you can't put it away. You've got to stick through, and that's what the kind of energy you put off. So I just want to commend you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's people always say, why do you do what you do? I'm passionate about children. You guys know me. You know I'm a horse crazy girl, dog crazy girl, but my real passion is kids. They are our future. I mean, they will step in and they will either take over or they'll flounder. And I believe every child can succeed. I don't think that they have to stay at the level of statistics or labels, or we have kids come in there all the time and say, I have ADD or I have ADHD or I have post-trauma. And I always say, just tell me your name.
Good.
Let's go play.
Yeah.
Let's just go play.
Let's not put a title on you.
One of the things that's huge, people always say, well, they just ride horses. What's the benefit? No, it's not that. It's, well, for one, take a child that's traumatized. They typically will isolate. They will stay in their room. They don't want to interact. When they come to the farm, they're outside. No devices allowed for the hour that they're there. They get to do a chore with a volunteer, mainly to build relationship and just to be outside moving their bodies. And then they ride for about 45 minutes. And what we do in our sessions is we are constantly mentoring kids on life skills, leadership skills, how to succeed. Because most of these kids have not had that positive adult role model to pour into them. So many times we'll say, don't quit, you can do this, you got this. And you could just see the look on their faces like, I've never heard that before. Mm. What do you mean, don't quit? And we actually had kids that testified at our public hearing that I had literally, you know, there's so many that come through and they were like, we got our degrees at Simpson because Miss Ginger said we couldn't quit. Because our rule in the arena is if you quit on a horse that's stubborn, he's going to be twice as bad for the next kid.
Mm.
So it's investing also in your peers and your friends. But it is why we do what we do, because I don't believe that we have to write off people because of trauma. We've done them a huge disservice and creating all these disabilities based on our traumas. They're real. They're severe. But I believe that if we're tenacious enough, we can move through that trauma and be successful and maybe go on to help somebody else. We have so many kids that they hit 14 or 16 and they're like, I don't want to leave the program, but I want to volunteer. So we roll them right over to being youth mentors, and they're amazing. They're better than us old people out there. So
the, you know, the Exeter's Farms provides a service to the county. And you get your, you get the names and people that are, recommended to go to you from the county. You had some statistics.
Yeah, there. So our kiddos, and a lot of people aren't aware, and that's why I like to share just a few of these statistics.
Sure.
To know, here's the thing, and we're all getting an uproar about homeless people and addicts on the street. I have learned from the work we do that every single homeless person you see, there's at least one child, usually 5, 6, 7 children. Those children now become part of the system. Just a few bullet points. A quarter of, and these are just specific Shasta County, a quarter of our kids in Shasta County live under the federal poverty level. Double, even triple the foster care capita in other California counties. That means Shasta County, we are double or triple any other county in California for foster care. We have as many as about 300 to 350 kids in foster care. When I first started doing this, there was about 700, and you would think, oh, yay, that's a great number. It's not. The reason it's dropped so significantly is two things. There's been a license, an insurance for licensed foster agencies in the state of California, so they've closed, which means all those kids now need placement or going back to families, or, and this breaks my heart, we're sending our foster kids to other counties.
Well, and I believe what Ginger is talking about, and we've had One Safe Place on, or Arch Collaborative Children Legacy Center. Mm-hmm. And what happened is they changed the insurance rules.
Yes.
In California. And what that did was it took away hundreds of foster homes because they changed the insurance so it could go back indefinitely. Mm-hmm. And so that kids from literally 30 years ago could then sue.
Right.
And from 30 years ago. And, you know, from long extended times. So they just canceled the insurance. Well, places like L.A., who has enough money, they could cover that insurance cost. Most counties like ours couldn't. And that's why we lost that. It was incredibly short-sighted on the insurance directorate to do something like this.
And think about the tragedy just for one child.
Did I get that right?
Yes, you're right. Exactly right. And a lot of people aren't aware that one child removed from the home for whatever reason, there's huge loss right there. Now they're placed out of county. They're away from everything they know is familiar. The last thing I will tell you, and it brings me to another passionate point, 88% of the kids that are removed from their homes in Shasta County, it's directly related to drug or alcohol addiction. 88% of our kids that we're pulling out of homes. That breaks my heart because we're letting this drug issue run rampant, and it's affecting the children, not the adult. It affects all of us.
Yes.
But the
yes.
children are the most affected. So another reason I'm passionate about this, and you're right, the county, probably about 70% of our kiddos come from the county, whether it's CPS, mental health, wraparound services. And so they refer a lot of kiddos to us.
Yeah. Well, now, I've been there, and I can tell you this, that I see the kids come in, and first thing they all do is they grab a rake, mm-hmm. and a manure hauler, a wheelbarrow, and they go out and they clean stables. Not stables, but they clean the outside
pastures,
pens.
Yeah.
Together. And yeah. If their guardians come with them, I think they're out there with them or not. I can't remember.
No, we try to give that child that
it's
out,
just
that
give them
space,
that time.
Just
okay.
them
and it's just kids. It's just kids and mentors out there. They groom horses, they brush them and all this. And then they get into the quote classroom. I don't know if it's not really a classroom, but it's a pen. And they're led by their mentor around for those 45 minutes. They do different things. And I was watching the kids. I somehow equate this to our special kids day that the Reading Rodeo yeah. Association Asphalt yeah. Cowboys do because we get some of your horses.
Yeah.
Is that, we have hundreds of children that come in that special needs from the county schools. And we put horses out there. And these kids, a lot of times, first time they've ever been on a horse, some kids who haven't talked in a year will start talking. It's so touching to see that. And then when you take that over to where Ginger and Exodus Farms does, you know, it does daily.
Yeah.
It's incredible. We need to take a break.
And when we come back, I'd love to hear about your book.
Oh.
There's a book online. It's called Tales of Exodus, 20 Years of Ministry. A little bit about that, as well as some more statistics coming, and also talking about Giving Tuesday. More about Exodus Farms with Ginger Salito when we come back from these messages on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Your talk radio and always streaming on KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom and Sacramento took our money. And worse, Redding City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing 3 fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drinking Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former mayor of Reading, encouraging you to vote no on Measure A. The city of Reading gave huge raises in 21-22 with one-time funding and the whole time knowing that sales tax was short. Now the city is $8 million behind and they want you to bail them out. Take a look at who is financially supporting this tax increase and who will benefit from it. I say no on Measure A. The city needs to balance their budget, but not on the backs of taxpayers. I'm Patrick Jones, and I paid for this act.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Your community talk for the intellectually superior. What was it?
Never mind.
Most intellectual people.
Oh, well.
Talk radio for most people.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And this family friendly.
Family friendly. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, that's right. My barbershop of choice. Cypress Square Barbershop. My hair is so long right now that it's embarrassing. And so I'm calling them today to get it cut as quickly as I can. And I can do that because they take appointments, and I'm going to call them at 530-244-9478. Go down and get another great haircut. The only place I've had my haircut since I moved here forever ago.
No, it's going to be your Marine Corps
no,
uniform.
No, no, no. I'm getting another one.
Oh, right.
I'm getting another
okay.
one next week.
It's going to be really?
Week, yeah. A week from Friday, okay. I'll have another haircut just, you know, to be ready for the Marine Corps ball.
Fresh.
That's right. So you give them a call at 530-244-9478. Get your haircut if you're coming to the Marine Corps ball. No, you don't have to. If you're not in uniform, don't worry about it. It's man's last stronghold. It is not a hair salon. It is a barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Okay, we're here with Ginger Salito from Exodus Farms, and the number of people that they have helped over the years would number into the, what, thousands now?
Yeah.
Into the thousands. And from Exodus Farms is a place where kids who have been in foster homes, they've gone through trauma in their life. The county will give a list of these names and the kids and all this to Ginger out at Exodus Farms, and then they are brought there by their guardians or, I guess
sometimes,
the guardians or their parents
sometimes
or family,
social workers.
And they spend an hour there, 15 minutes, kind of like being with the other kids. They're picking up horse poop out there, or they're grooming horses, and then they have 45 minutes on the horse. And some of them, how often do they come out there?
So we are jam-packed. We are always waitlisted, but we're also very creative of working kiddos in. But I always tell people, so kids who are high crisis, and to me those are those children that are already trying to take their own lives or they're harming themselves. We've seen the kids that are suicidal, rather than being 14, 15, they're now 8, 9, 10.
Mm.
That's
a terrible statement
on their state of affairs.
Yeah.
We work those in at least once a week. If we can get them to come in the mornings and work with one of our leaders while they do chores, we're going to make it happen so that they have that stability. I do have one fact for you, and this is important, because I've had several families call me and say, our child just tried to commit suicide. We've been at the hospital. We were given your number by somebody.
Okay.
We can't get a mental health appointment for 12 months.
So that's what I was
wondering. That's a suicidal child.
Right.
And they can't get a mental health appointment for 12 months. So for those kids, we part the waters to get them in and change up things to see if we can't get some light back into their lives.
And we just turned down a $200 million facility, it sounds like. I need to get more information. I am not condemning the vote.
Right.
Things are not clear to me, so I'm going to call Cry and ask him, why don't we want to do this? And then we'll get Kimberly Johnson and say, why should we do this?
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah, this, because this thing is really important because everybody's agreed that we need more mental health facilities around
here. And we're hearing
here.
It right here from Ginger about the fact that you literally get these calls.
Yeah.
Said 12 months out before, because I was wondering, okay, so when you talk about, you know, how do the kids or the families or the, how do the kids come to you? Is there like a caseworker?
Sometimes CPS will call us, sometimes a social worker will call us, educators refer us, but for those kids that are high crisis, we're gonna make it happen, cause there's nothing else for them, if they have to wait that long. We have a lot of kids that have found some stability, but might still be in foster care, but they're doing well, they come twice a month. We let kids come as long as it's meeting a need for them because it's the one constant in their lives. So many of our kids that we see out there might have been in 8 or 10 foster homes by the time they're 7 or 8 years old. So to have that stability of my horse is here, this is where I come. We have kids that have maybe been in 3 different foster homes, but each foster home continues bringing them out. So it's important for them, and we see them just grow up there on
and
the
you,
ranch.
You do not charge a penny to the county or anything.
No.
This is all based on donations and people supporting you. Now, you ran into something when we first met years ago.
Years ago.
Years ago, concerning the bathroom.
Yeah. So in 2014, through just briefly, through some neighborhood complaints, basically a handful of folks generating a ton of complaints, put us into a use permit process. That started in 2014. We finally went to public hearing with the Planning Commission in 2022, the same week that my husband was diagnosed with cancer. That was Monday. We went to public hearing on Thursday. The Planning Commission granted us the use permit unanimously after, I think, our kids testified for almost 7 hours. It was amazing. But with that use permit came a list of 81 conditions, 12 pages, which in hindsight, after talking to many people who said, we just didn't think you were going to be able to do it. And I was like, well, there's very little that I'll give up on, and especially these kiddos. So we have worked through those conditions. There's been challenges with the county, and there's been highlights. I think one of the things that has been my biggest frustration, and like I said, we've powered through anyway, because always the most important thing for me was the property having the permanence for the kids. In other words, I never, you know, Bob and I are seniors, I don't want anybody else to come in and take over the program and have to fight this battle. I wanted permanence for our children. The biggest problem, I think, is when the leadership of that department defined us as quasi-public, because that means we're like a school or a church where people just come and go, and we're not. We operate 9 hours a week. They have to have an appointment. I interview every family or child that comes out there because we live there. So I want to know who's coming, a little bit about you. So there's nothing public about it. You have to be invited. You have to have an appointment, and you can't just wander in there. But that definition, there is no quasi-public when you look at regulations. So it pushes us up to a public description.
Okay.
Which is why, so we had to put in a commercial well to support a public water system that a subdivision, trailer park, school, church would have to have. When we applied in 2014, you did not have to have a commercial well. You could just register as a public water system. Unfortunately, because it took so long, 2019, the state required commercial wells installed for any public water system. When the county went over the conditions with us as a team, they were unaware. They said, oh, you just register, do the paperwork, pay the water testing fees. Well, when we went through the process, both the county and Environmental Works said, no, you have to put in a new well. So those were our challenges. It was lack of correct information. What were we committing to? We did it. We have a commercial well now. We've met all the CAL FIRE requirements. We are on our last requirement, which is a permanent bathroom for our 9 hours a week of program.
The road, that was my favorite.
Oh, the road to nowhere.
The road to nowhere. They had to put a road in that went nowhere because you had to have another road.
Emergency fire exit.
Right, which was already there, but you had to go back and redo that. And then so now you have a... You're finishing up the bathroom caper right
the
now.
Caper.
The caper. No, I call this the caper because the county, in their infinite wisdom or lack of wisdom, is forcing all this, yet do not do the have the same regulation for other organizations similar
entities.
To Exodus Farms. So it's kind of like because some the neighbors complained. So, but it didn't slow you down. And you have the bathroom finished almost?
No, not finished, but it's on its way. We've had some delays. Here's the problem. When you are a nonprofit and you try and do most of it with volunteer help, because of the, we've already probably are at almost 100,000 in improvements that we would not have made. They're forced upon us. So we glean and grab as much volunteer help as we can. So when you're looking at the trades, they're always busy. So they're working us in between other things.
But it's happening.
It's happening.
Yeah.
And here's the one thing that I think is my biggest frustration is we have 81 slots a week. And if you do the math, and I'm always round up, but just say we serve 300 kids a month. And we charge the county for rehabilitation therapy, which is what it's called. That averages $150 to $250 per child. So again, just to make the math easy, $30,000 a month in free services. And here's where not
you don't charge the county. That.
Don't charge.
That's
them.
How much it would be. If
That's
you,
how much it would be
if you charge them.
If
see, that was not
them.
Clear right there.
Yeah.
That was
I'm
not
sorry.
Clear. No. It would be $30,000 a month. The county would be paying for these services, but you don't charge them for
it's
that.
It's $30,000 a month at least in free services. And this plea is not just for me. We have so many great nonprofits out there trying to save these kids. And when I say save, I'm serious. They're gonna do harm to themselves. Do you know that it's over 80% of sex trafficked youth are foster children?
Mm.
They're foster kids because they're not connected. They're looking for connection and affirmation. So there's so many of us out there trying to make a difference, trying to help these kids. The government was never capable of raising children. That's one of my big things is they can't do it. But at least make it easy for your nonprofits. We're not taking money. We're just trying to make a difference. Make it easy for the nonprofits in your community to do what they do as easily as possible. And that goes for all of us. You know, doing this for this many years, I've met so many incredible people in the nonprofit world that want to see children have a chance.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've been out there. I see what's going on. I see the kids. And I see smiles and happiness.
Yeah.
And I see that their guardians or their parents or their foster parents are all sitting in the bleachers,
which is
where they're supposed to be, and watching this happen. We're here with Ginger Salido from Exodus Farms. We have to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Like a rhinestone.
All right, perfect. Good morning and welcome back to our morning Free Fire show, Free Fire Radio here on KCR.
You know what? I like that song.
I do. 8:50 in the morning.
Good choice,
of course, I love Glenn Campbell.
You know, I've got, we have, we were, I forget where we were. Oh, we were Costco week before last. And one of our show hosts runs up and says, "Don't you ever let Alex go." And I went, yes. I went, well, pay me. Continue to pay me, and he will continue to be there where, you know, where he is. She says, he picks out the best music,
yeah.
And he does this. And you do. You pick out great music. Yeah. All of our producers.
Listen, you tune in.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Ginger Salito from Exodus Farms is with us in this final segment. And also I want to thank you because when the rodeo parade happens every year during rodeo on that Saturday, Ginger brings out one of the horses from Exodus Farms in tribute to one of a fallen cowboy.
Cowboys that have passed away during the past year.
Yeah. I put fallen in there, but
they do. Well, it's the same thing the military does.
Right. Right.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. So
get into there.
So welcome.
I do want to mention that Ginger is kidnapped a horse. And refuses to let me have it. I've seen this horse for years, and she refuses to let me.
And every time you see her, how's the Palomino?
No, how's the Appaloosa?
Appaloosa.
And
yeah,
it is the most beautiful Appaloosa. It probably just sits out there.
See, you need to just come out and see all those little 5-year-olds ride him because it's the little ones that want him.
Well, aww.
And it's just, they
probably
love that
why
horse.
I like him too. You know, 5-year-olds and 5-year-olds and Carl.
I love that.
5-year-olds and
it's
Marines.
Like a cartoon, riding a cartoon, like it's so
right.
Cool. Okay, so when I had gone online today, you know, to look up, Exodus Farms and find out, I love about your news. We're still here. Your mission statement for Giving Tuesday, which is December 2nd. Let's talk a little bit about that came up the Tales of Exodus, 20 years of ministry. a book that was written. It starts like, once upon a time there was a broken down old woman and a broken down old man who lived on a broken down old farm with a herd of broken down old horses who had a dream of mending the hearts of broken children in their community.
Yeah. That's how I used to describe us. So real quick, the book, I love writing. And I've loved it since I was in high school. And in my dad's later years, every time he'd come to the ranch, he'd say, "You're wasting your time. You need to write a book." Unfortunately, and this was such a blessing. And I used to tell him all the time, "Dad, there'll be a season when I can't do this and I'll have to just sit. And that's when the book will come." My leaders took all of the stories I had written for Facebook or different places and put a collection together, adding also their stories, and surprised me Giving Tuesday. I might get this wrong. I think it was 3 years ago, and it was on my dad's birthday.
Oh,
and so it was a gift.
Oh,
totally,
man.
A gift. And the book has been well received. It's touched people's hearts and lives all over. It we found out, never having done a book before, we thought, oh, we'll make money for the bathroom. Well, we haven't made a lot of money with the book, but we've certainly made a lot of friends, and it's touched a lot of hearts and lives. So we're very proud of it. I believe there'll be another book, but we're going to get through this first. We're gonna build a bathroom, and then we'll get back to writing.
Well, I just want to tell everybody about it. It's on Amazon. It comes up. You know, you can get it on Kindle or a paperback, and it's called Tales of Exodus: 20 Years of Ministry. So. Congratulations.
Thank
on the
you.
Book.
Thanks.
And, you know, when you see ministry, people will not automatically think of horses in this.
Now, horses are like big dogs.
Now, how do people donate to Exodus Farms? Because still need money probably to finish this bathroom.
This Giving Tuesday is probably our most important, because the community, oh my goodness, they've been so amazing. Just private groups. Tierra Oaks Golf Club just raised a huge amount for us. With the golf tournament, a bunch of the bikers had a poker run, and they gave us a huge gift. So the community has really come out to support us. We have raised, which is unbelievable, about 2/3 of the bathroom. But we are trying really.
Let me tell you, this bathroom that was force fed by the county is, those things are not
cheap.
Cheap. I mean, just think of one, leveling the pad, having to dig the trenches for the pipes, connecting everything in, and then into what, the sewer system?
We have to put in a new septic system.
A new septic system, so that's something else.
And Redding Rancheria Community Fund, they also helped out.
Yes, they helped us.
Yes.
They are amazing.
They're amazing.
Like I said,
they are amazing.
Yeah. There's so many amazing people in our community. And one of the reasons we're able to do this without government funding, because for me, government funding has a lot of strings.
Yes.
And because we are faith-based, and I always tell people, that doesn't mean these kids are coming to church, but it does mean that's what we stand on out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have the freedom to do so without some of those strings and programs.
Or restrictions.
Mm-hmm. But, because of the community, we're about 2/3 of the way there. We want to get it done by the end of this year, or at least in January. So we are praying through that our Giving Tuesday.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Keep going.
I'm
praying through Giving Tuesday.
That we can complete that fundraising.
Okay.
Because just raising funds for a horse program, as you guys know, is huge. We raise our support for every horse during Giving Tuesday. And it's not like any other program where you lock the door and there's no expense. Our horses are really good at burning dollars every day.
Oh, no.
they eat them up.
A horse could be called a boat. You know, break out another 1,000.
Right. But then we talk about this bathroom issue, and that you've had to build a road, and you had to take down this, and you had to build that, and all of these things that you've had to follow.
Yeah, and it's hard because we're humans, and it's very hard to take the high road when you look around and are like, well, there's other farms, and there's
doing the same thing.
Boarding facilities, there's riding stables, there's agri-entertainment venues, and they're all doing porta potties. Why was I singled out? Again, it's that inequity. I think that, just principle, our resource management department needs to get back at knowing the zoning and enforcing the zoning. not answering and succumbing to complaints.
I know one or two of the supervisors listen to this show. And I would ask them to, why don't you go back and find out why you made one organization do it and the rest of them you didn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ginger Salito from Exodus Farms, you provide such a great service to our community. Like I said, I've been there. I've seen it. I see how it works. There are many, many organizations out there helping people. But one that uses equine therapy, those are rare. And with Giving Tuesday coming up, this is probably a good chance to help, Exodus Farms continue on.
Yeah.
Like she said, she does not take, government funds of any kind. So, Ginger, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And how do people get a hold of Exodus Farms?
ExodusFarms.org is our website. We have a great Facebook page. We tell our stories weekly that let you know what's happening out there. Our website, there's a giving donation button on it. There's addresses. People are welcome to come out and see what we do, but you have to do it by appointment because we're limited to vehicles and people.
Just go to ExodusFarms.org.
.org.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Bob Nash from Nash Farms is going to join us early, and then Haven Humane is going to be on. Everybody, it looks like it's going to be a great day. Have a good one, and God bless America.